Welcome to Small City, Big Stories, the podcast celebrating the people and projects driving downtown North Adams forward.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small City, Big Stories, brought to you by the North Adams Partnership. I'm your host, Jenny Wright. Each episode, we celebrate the people and projects driving North Adams forward. And today, we are joined by Andrew Fitch, newly sworn in two-term city councilor. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jenny.
Entrepreneur, community builder, and proprietor of Steeple City Social, which has been open a year?
Almost a year?
10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I am so glad you're here.
Me too. Thank you.
So speaking of Steeple City, that's been open almost a year, but you've been here a few years.
Over 4 years, yeah.
And I always think of you as just part of the fabric of North Adams. Like if I were going to look at a historic photo of Bank Street from pre-urban renewal, and I would not be surprised to see Andrew Fitch in a bowler hat just walking down the street.
I mean, I wear the hats.
I know.
I wear the hats from all those periods of our history. Yes, accurate.
So what brought you here? You've been here just over 4 years. Mm-hmm. And what was it that made you say, yep, this is it?
Yeah. Well, I'm essentially a pandemic transplant. You know, one of those people that came in here during that time.
Yep.
For a number of reasons, though. I'm from Massachusetts. I grew up in Marshfield, south of Boston on the coast.
Okay.
And that is where I sheltered in place. So I've lived a bunch of other larger cities before. New York City, San Francisco for about 10 years in San Francisco, Boston for a few years, London for about a year, Florence, Italy for a year. And then, you know, came back to the States and everything. And I was living in San Francisco right up until, I think it was like 25 minutes before the pandemic lockdown. I was on the last flight out of San Francisco. Not that they had flights after, you know, I think they had flights after that too. But it was the last flight out before midnight,
right,
which was so cool. It felt like an epic moment in our history. So it was me and my now ex-boyfriend who flew together to shelter in place. For some reason, we thought it was going to be for 3 weeks in my hometown, Marshfield.
At most.
It was a little longer than 3 weeks, as we all know. But we were back in my high school bedroom, in my high school bed, which is not even a full-size bed. It's a three-quarter bed, an old-timey bed that they don't even really make anymore.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting thing. But during this whole, you know, pandemic sheltering-in-place process, which dragged on, I decided I wanted to move back to Massachusetts sooner than later. I was always going to move home, but it was just a matter of timing. But yeah, I just basically leveraged the pandemic in my favor in that way. So that enabled me to move back to my hometown first and then to North Adams after that. So that's a long way of saying I came back to Massachusetts. And then I wanted to check out the state through an adult's eyes because I left when I was 27, which at the time I didn't feel I was like a full adult yet. And I'd also, you know, I'd come out as gay maybe like 2 years prior, so I still wasn't my real self.
Sure.
So coming back in, I wanted to better understand things, and I wanted to check out small cities and towns around the state as opposed to just Marshfield, my hometown, or Boston that I had lived in. So I had this whole list of places I was going to go over the course of a year, 1 month at a time, Airbnb here, VRBO there, you know, short-term rental of some other kind, that other place. New Bedford was on the list, Springfield, Worcester, Pittsfield was on the list. So I started on this journey. The first stop was Provincetown. Second stop was North Adams. I never left North Adams, so I completely failed my journey, my goal. But
short-lived.
You know, but I've explored the heck out of the state over here, so that's fine. And, you know, I've walked across the state a couple times since, so I feel a little more caught up, and I don't feel like I just failed on that goal. But well worth it, because North Adams, I arrived here in June of 2021, just at the right place and the right time, I think, for my life's trajectory and the pandemic's trajectory, which was winding down. Everyone had just been double vaccinated, so people were starting to hang out. We were still wearing masks inside places. It was awkward, but it was becoming less awkward, and the weather was getting better. And so I immediately met all these wonderful, colorful characters that we have around here. You know, I am one of those colorful characters now as well. And they were just so welcoming, so awesome. And I was looking for a place where I could really dive into Massachusetts, buy a home of my own, and fix up a beautiful old home. It wasn't important that it was Victorian, but that was a nice perk.
Sure.
But so I bought this beautiful old Victorian home at the end of that month and got started on developing my life in North Adams. And so I jumped in very quickly to helping get North Adams Pride up and running, helping get First Fridays started again after the pandemic kind of doldrums that it went through, and got pulled in to meet so many more people that way. And so again, it was just the right place and just the right time for me. And one other thing that I'll say about North Adams that really attracted me in addition to the people was the opportunity around here. Because, you know, I'm sitting there as an outsider at first thinking, wait a second, there are two major art institutes right here in North Adams and Williamstown. Mount Greylock, the highest point in the state, right here. All these trails, this nature, all these rich cultural activities to tap into. Whoa, like where else is there that has relative affordability compared to anywhere else I had ever lived? And coolness. I didn't think that coolness and affordability would ever exist in the same place. And of course, the affordability part of things is changing. That's becoming less and less the case. But it's still relatively affordable here compared to other large cities. So I just still think that this is an amazing place to move to. And I'm always trying to recruit interesting people who care to move here too.
So I'm going to come back to the theme of jumping in with both feet because I hear that over and over. But first, you said something that caught my attention, which was you walked across the state a few times. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you more about that. That's not something that everyone has done. So tell me about that.
Sure. And so, yeah, the first time I did that was 2022, I think. And that was so for my birthday, which is in August. I like to get out of town. I like to get out of Dodge. I'm a very social person, so I don't need like a birthday party. I need the opposite. I want to just go and like hang out with myself and go somewhere I haven't been before. And so having already felt a little bit bad that I hadn't done my journey across the state, you know, for a whole year living in different places, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll walk across the state. There's this thing, this entity called El Camino de Santiago Compostela in Spain, the pilgrimage trail. Mm-hmm. And this is about a month-long adventure. And I was actually thinking about doing that, but then I told myself, why would you fly to Spain and go and spend all of that money doing that where you could do it in your own state? There's no trail that takes you mm-hmm. through all these towns and cities and everything. But, you know, there are roads, there are sidewalks in some places. A lot of poison ivy along the sidewalks, by the way. Watch out. So it's not really like a safe adventure, but I'm so glad that I did it. So I walked from Williamstown to Provincetown through Boston and like through my hometown and everything. It was kind of an intentional journey so I could see as much of the state as I could and have whatever adventures that I could. And that was about 24 days, I think, in part because I have really bad knees. So I hurt one of my knees along the way. I like partially dislocated it. So that slowed me down for a couple of days. And my grandfather's memorial service, which was in my hometown, was during this adventure. And I was hoping to walk straight to the service, but because I had hurt my knee, I had to take a train from, I think it was Worcester to Boston. My mother picked me up and brought me to the service instead and then drove me back to Worcester afterwards to start all over again. So anyway, that's a little bit about that journey. And then I walked from the Connecticut border to the Vermont border the next summer over my birthday.
So did you do that dirt, like, on the roads as well, or were you on
the roads?
Okay.
Totally. I mean, what a lovely idea walking, like, the Appalachian Trail, which, you know, follows roughly that same route. But I really wanted an experience to chat with people, meet people, see things in the towns and municipalities along the way. So, you know, I'm walking right through downtown Adams. I'm stopping and getting coffee there. I'm getting a beer in Great Barrington. You know, it was just, it's an interesting way to do it, I think.
What a cool adventure.
Yeah. Thanks. And plus, I did these as fundraisers, mostly because right before my first walk, Roe v. Wade was overturned, like a week before. And so I was just going to do this for me, just go and have fun and adventure, check out Massachusetts. But then I was like, well, now this has to be a fundraiser for abortion access. So I found an entity called National Network of Abortion Funds and just added a fundraiser to every Instagram or Facebook post that I did mm-hmm. along the way, telling little stories and telling about, you know, like why this matters. And so I think it was $5,200, I think, we raised collectively for National Network of Abortion Funds. And so that's what started this as like a fundraising adventure. So it's twofold. You know, for one, it's like my birthday treat to myself. Threefold. Two, it's a great Massachusetts-based adventure. And third, it's a great fundraising opportunity for causes that matter.
Wow. What a cool thing to do, especially, you know, most people are getting themselves a little treat, a little spa day for their birthday. But and also 24 days sounds extremely ambitious to me. When you said 24 days was slow, mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked. I actually ended up doing the AT section from Connecticut to Vermont, and it was one of the hardest things that I did. And you know, for me it was kind of the same where I had been in a situation where, you know, I had a really stressful job that I was just leaving and just wanted that quiet moment where I could sort of decompress. So I totally relate to that. But doing it through towns, on the roads, meeting people, it's such a cool thing to do. And so it sounds like community building is just instinctive to you. I mean, I've seen that obviously play out in real life, but also just in the way that you seem to, you know, do things in your free time, builds community. And I see that certainly at Steeple City Social. I was just saying to Stephen that to me, it almost feels like Cheers, where even if I'm going there to get a quick cup of coffee, exactly. And, you know, I'll see somebody I know. And then inevitably, I walk over and start talking to them and sit in a comfy chair. And maybe they're sitting with somebody that I've never met, and I get to meet that person. And then the next time I go to Steeple City, I bump into that person. And they're sitting with somebody that I've never met. And it's just this ongoing series of opportunities to connect with people. And I'm wondering, was that intentional? I want to hear a little bit about your process in getting that business up and running. But I'm really interested to know, was that sort of community building aspect of the business intentional? And if so, how do you do that? How do you create the conditions for people to connect? Because I feel like that's a muscle memory that we have lost, or at least has atrophied a little bit over the past few years.
Gosh, good point. And I think there were like 1,000 questions in there, but I'm going to get
started with. Yes, pick one.
Yes, that was all intentional. It worked out like a charm. Wahaha. You know, like it, our plans came together. But I didn't know that it was going to stand up to its name of Steeple City Social, but that's what we wanted it to be for sure. You know, we my business partner, Megan Daly, and I, who is the baker, you know, all the food and everything.
Fabulous.
Has also started a pie bakery before in Brooklyn. So like I was comforted by the fact that she knew what she was doing. And I had lofty hopes and dreams of having this be kind of a stimulus to redevelop all of downtown North Adams and to really like brighten up downtown North Adams and let North Adams shine in different ways and have it be a center of events and collaboration and everything. So yes, that certainly was my vision and my hope and dream. That's actually why I bought that building, you know, and that's why I went to my friend Megan Daly saying, hey, would you ever do a bakery in there? You know, like, it's been a couple years since you've had a bakery. Would you do it again? She was like, no, absolutely not. And then she ended up coming back to me and saying, or she said hard no. That's what she said. And then she came back to me saying, actually, I'm thinking about doing the farmer's market as a test to test a concept. Would you do that with me? I don't want to do it alone. I'm like, honestly, sure. That sounds adorable. Like Berkshire summer doing the farmer's market. How freaking cute is that?
You're like a human postcard.
Yeah, but it turns out it's a lot of work, you know, but it is also adorable. And it also enabled us to test that concept. And so by the time she felt more comfortable, it was still clear that I was doing it with her. Whereas honestly, I never meant to. I just wanted to find an entity that would do that. I didn't mean to be full-time part of it, but I'm glad I am.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's surprising to me because it feels like an institution. It feels like something that the community needed and wanted for such a long time that when you opened the doors, it felt like the most natural thing in the world. And that's why I think, you know, I'm certainly not alone in feeling just so at home and so welcomed in that space. And I actually remember one instance in particular. It was during a first Friday, I think in September, there was this, maybe it was October, there was a student event at the Pocket Park. And 5 Pound Horse played at Steeple City right after.
It was October.
Yeah, and my son was with me. He's 14, and he was wearing a Yankees ball cap. And we went in, and there was a guy and some friends, and they were in Red Sox gear. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. But Steeple City was packed, and I looked around, and you have a Yankees fan, you have Red Sox fans, you have folks with gray hair, folks with pink hair, folks with green hair, kids, families, and then you have this great band. And again, it just felt like the most natural thing in the world. And this Red Sox fan came right up to my son and he gave him the most hilarious, gentle, fun, warm, hard time about his baseball cap. And we just all watched this band together. And I thought, you know, again, just going back to my original question of you couldn't manufacture this. This is just something that felt like was a community need that Steeple City Social really just met and has felt like that ever since. So I'm going to pivot for a second, and I want to bounce over to your political career. Now, if memory serves, you showed up in North Adams and became a city councilor like the next day.
Okay.
So again,
the case, but you know, but not long after. Yeah, it's true.
So is that normal for you? That sort of immediate engagement? Let's go. Let's do this. You know, jumping in with both feet. It sounds like that's a pretty consistent theme in your life. But
yeah,
I'm curious.
I like that you're asking it this way. Come to think of it, it is a recurring kind of trend of mine not to show up and like join a political entity. However, that's like totally new. I mean, not since city sorry, not city council, student council in high school. You know, yeah, I was on that. And then, but since then, however, because I think I had bounced around the country and the world so much, living different places, and honestly not really planting roots in any particular place, because I was always coming back home. You know, I never really, like, invested in California, like, I'm part of this. I was always just passing through, which honestly I feel a little guilty about, because I didn't commit as much to any of these places as I could have.
It's part of the character building experience when you're young, right?
It was indeed. But so in hindsight, I think I was just saving all that energy for Massachusetts, like until I felt like I was at home again. So that's where I think city council came from. What is common for me is any company that I've joined, any like club that I've joined or whatever, I do very quickly dive right into it, you know, fully. And so, yeah, end up like poking at things and campaigning for things and starting new clubs or whatever within an organization. So, like, for example, any, at least in the last maybe 12 years or so, any company I've joined, I've very quickly, like, started up inclusion programming or, like, affinity groups, you know, like the queer group of the organization or, you know, helping to start, like, the African-American group of the organization. I love that kind of fostering of culture of belonging and just making people feel more comfortable and a part of something. And that's a great way to do that. And it turns out, in hindsight as well, that kind of is politics, or that's at least community building, the community building side of politics. So I can't say I'm surprised that I started as a city councilor, but I was definitely surprised that it happened so fast.
Well, I love that equivalence between community building and politics, because I think that we're so conditioned to hear the word politics and, like, recoil. Like, it's just such a bad, dirty thing. But I do think that there's that is so much a part of it. In the perfect world, I mean, the best possible manifestation of politics is that you're building community and, you know, engagement and power through that community building. And that's one of the things that I have been so impressed and inspired by in North Adams, is that, you know, you kind of hear nationally about people are apathetic, people are disengaging, and that is so counter to what I've experienced in North Adams. I feel like I'm constantly surrounded by people, whether they've been here their entire lives or have just arrived, who want to be engaged. They're so proud of this community. They're proud of its history, and they want to help with something. They want to get involved.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I've found that to be surprising, but also just a really inspiring part of this community. And you have a very different vantage point as a city councilor and an entrepreneur. And I'm wondering, do you see that as well? And what do you think that, how, what do you think that is from?
Yeah, totally. And I'm just knocking on wood right now to make sure that that stays, that sticks.
The more we say it, the more people will hear it and keep doing it.
I am a regular recruiter for North Adams. Like, anybody who comes into Steeple City Social, or I meet about town, or I, like, someone who's visiting here, or friends of mine who live further away, as long as I can see that they would be a good fit around here, I invite them to move here. And by good fit, I mean somebody who is interesting, open, you know, like, loving to other people, like a good person, and somebody who really wants to dive in and participate instead of taking from, you know, or like, yeah, like extracting from, or somebody to come in and say, like, no, we're not doing things this way anymore. We're doing it my way now. That's a bunch of nonsense. And I don't mention it to everyone. It seems like I do sometimes mention, hey, you have a place in North Adams, but I do not mention it to people that I don't get a good vibe from.
Those people are listening and they're thinking, hey.
Yeah. Y'all, you do not have to move here. But, you know, like, there's no good or bad attribute of somebody that would, like, keep them out of here. What I just really want is for us to keep this going forever, and for us to keep this special thing going forever. I think we just need to be focused on recruiting the people that are going to contribute to it and join this club of the hundreds or thousands of us who are just, like, working so hard to make North Adams even more special, or keep it this special, because then we'll be successful.
Absolutely.
In the future.
I love that. I'm already inspired. So along those lines, how do you describe North Adams to someone who's never been here or has been here for the first time? What's your elevator pitch for the city?
Yeah, sure. So it's multi-tiered, I suppose. Sometimes I'll say, well, you know, I stepped foot here and I looked around and I thought, I give the, like, affordability and cool, you know, mention here. Like, I really didn't think that this kind of place existed anymore. And I sometimes say to people, too, depending on where they're coming from, You know, I'll say things like, you know, some older friends of mine who live in Berkeley, California, tell me the story of the special early days when they first moved to Berkeley.
Sure.
In the 70s or, you know, whenever it was, 70s, early 80s, they say would say things like it was grimy and it was cheap. We bought our old glass factory and made it into our house for like $15,000. And we were working, there were all these quirky artists around and we were all working together to like make it happen. And they talk about how special those days were. And I remember these stories, and not just about Berkeley, but also like Lower East Side of Manhattan or Roxbury in the Boston area. Like all these places used to kind of have that vibe. And I say to people, this is that for me right now. This is that place for us right now, because we've got all of that going on. So and I don't know of anywhere else that is as interesting, has so much opportunity, and that also relative affordability other than North Adams in the whole world.
It's funny. I had two, the partnership has hosted two interns so far, and we had one intern, Andy, who was a Williams student. And one of the things that he worked on was he was programming the Pocket Park when the hatchlings were installed, and he curated a student event for Williams College. And, you know, was really learning about the difficulty in getting around if you don't have a car and sort of digging into those logistical issues. And so after all the ups and downs and ebbs and flows of planning this event, and it came together and it was really beautiful, he was about to go to Oxford to study, and he was going to leave the internship, get on a plane. And before he left that evening, we were at the Pocket Park, he came over, he gave me a hug, and he said, "I am so happy right now. I feel like I'm part of something important." And I just like, it was dark and I was obviously weeping whenever he said that. But I think about that all the time, because I just, what you were saying reminds me of that. Like, I feel like the work that you are doing and the people who are investing in downtown, it might be work that you only can really visibly appreciate in hindsight, but people are doing it, and there are no guarantees with this kind of work. And that's what
that's
I think
right.
makes it so special, is that to me, just being sort of an outside observer and kind of a helper of this kind of work, it's so important, because I, you know, I wrote in a newsletter that I published in December that I'm sort of over this idea of the catalytic, like that one big project that's just gonna catapult North Adams to stardom. And I think it's really just this thousands and thousands of people doing little things here and there that might be invisible but are so impactful.
Agreed. And they'll also, like that, the people that you're talking about, those engaged people, will also help catalyze those catalytic projects.
Absolutely.
You know, really, like, without
all
of us being so engaged,
totally,
we will not get the Northern Tier Passenger Rail Restoration Project.
Absolutely.
We won't have the reconfiguration of downtown. So it's all connected.
Absolutely.
And I love the way that you're putting all of this, by the way. And that is exactly how I feel, too. It's such an honor to be something, a part of something that is so important. And yeah, I think a lot of us are real risk takers. You know, friends and family have certainly thought, I could tell, and judged me for being foolish, or like, what are you, crazy, coming into this place that you don't even know, and like buying a house and then also a commercial building. All the while, there's no promise that this is all going to work out, you know, but I'm like, but no, it is. I believe in this place, and so many of us do. So that belief is, I think, contagious and encouraging. And also, from having come from living in different places and having seen things work well, it's like,
sure,
it's so obvious to me. Of course we have a bright future as long as we all work at it together like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. I love that. But I do want to stick with that for a second, because I tend to be, I'm not going to say suspicious, but I'm going to say skeptical, bordering on suspicious of a sort of frictionless experience, right?
Sure.
Like in hindsight, you tell the story, well, I had the idea and I did the idea and it was amazing and it was joyful and fun the whole time. I just don't buy it. And I feel like work should feel like work, right? So I imagine that that journey that you've had in North Adams, building a business, building a political career, has been not frictionless, let's say. And I'm really interested to know what were some of the challenges you experienced in building your business on Eagle Street, whether you've overcome them or are still working on them. But I'm interested to hear, you know, what you've encountered and how you've dealt with them.
It has been a long, hard, bumpy road. It is laden with challenges. And yeah, North Adams, you know, in spite of the fact we're heading in a great direction, it's hard here. You know, it's hard to get people out of the mindset that there's nothing happening in downtown North Adams, you know, because that's been a long time narrative. And so, you know, starting a business right in the heart of downtown North Adams with that mindset of many of our residents is risky. You know, it's like, it doesn't just happen. They don't just come. You have to really prove to them you're going to stay for a long time. And you're open to them. You're available to them. So yeah, there have been so many road bumps, and it's, you know, it's exhausting at times. But again, I think so many of us have that drive and that hope for the future that we just keep going. But no, I think about that often too. One day we will all be looking around and think, wow, this was all so obvious. Why didn't we do this even a little bit sooner? But it was not obvious at the time. It is not obvious right now, at least not to everyone. So yeah, it's hard for sure. And also just working on your feet all the time. If you folks have worked in service before, great. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really. So my gosh, it's just so tiring, you know, and like being engaged all the time. I've always been hopping around all over the place, and I love attending like multiple events in one night, but it's different than making cocktails for like 3 hours straight nonstop without a glass of water or a snack, you know?
Yeah, I've often felt when I was a kid, a young adult, I was a PCA in healthcare, and I felt the only thing that is more tiring on one's feet than working in healthcare is working in the restaurant business. It is a unique kind of fatigue that you experience in your feet that is just like, it's really difficult. But I heard what you said about, you know, some of those barriers really being perceptions. And I want to walk away with some talking points that I can start to deploy. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, when you hear that, when you hear people say, nothing's going on in North Adams, or why can't North Adams be more like Gray Barrington or Williamstown, or whatever it is that people say, what's your counter to that? What do you tell them?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it depends on how well I know them, because if I know them well enough, I mean, I'd say, I just want to smack you across the face right now, sir. You know, like, we know each other well enough. Like, how dare you? You know, but what I really say is, okay, so that's an older way of talking about things. I see that is the opposite of the truth. There is so much going on down here. Sure, you have to look for it, but it's there. Let me tell you about Discover North Adams. Let me tell you about Destination Williamstown, the North Adams Partnership, North Adams Chamber of Commerce. Go and subscribe to all these newsletters and get all these floods of events that are going on at any given point coming right to your email, and then you will see how much is going on. And also, let me tell you about the new vintage shop Brewster's that just opened up. Let me tell you about the shop that's opening up next month right down from us, right down the street from Steeple City Social. Door Prize that opened recently, Hexagon Bagels. I'm like, so what are you talking about?
Absolutely.
And I've seen people post about this kind of thing on Facebook before too, and I will just start, Facebook arguments, social media arguments just don't go anywhere. I think it's like probably even proven at this point that is not an effective way to communicate or to argue, but I'll just start pasting links, you know, of like, this restaurant is open, this restaurant is open, this restaurant is open, and just keep the list going. Subscribe to this newsletter. I don't spend a ton of time doing that because fortunately it doesn't come up as much as it used to, that there's nothing going on. But the negativity is still there and the lack of understanding is still there. Sure. So yeah, as long as we could just all counter it with that kind of hopefully uplifting message of like, come down. Oh, and another thing I say, by the way, is just come downtown on a first Friday.
Yep.
And you will see people walking around. You will see all the different shops and galleries and restaurants doing a little something extra and special. And party hop your way around downtown and you will see a bustling downtown.
Yeah, I love that specificity because that's one of the things that I've really learned is be specific. Have you gotten the apple pie at Steeple City Social? Ladies, have you had a bra fitting at Cheeky? It'll change your life. Those kinds of things I think are so important to really help introduce people to specific experiences. So let's close by, you know, this question. I would really love to know, what is something that you want people to know about North Adams?
We're onto something here. This really is that special. We have a bright future ahead of us. You have to get involved and work for it if you want it to happen. You know, join a club. Join whoever else. Go and talk about it. Come to Steeple City Social. Join the, you know, North Adams Chamber of Commerce. We're building a city together, and it's really inspiring to be a part of this, so please join with us. And we'll build a really bright future for North Adams.
I love that. Andrew, thank you so much for being here. This was so much fun. I wish we could do it all day long.
Yeah, me
too. Please come back. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Small City Big Stories. This podcast is hosted by the North Adams Partnership. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our newsletter, share it with a friend, and join us next time as we continue to tell the stories of community, creativity, and resilience in North Adams.